This is Jim Winger with the Case IH Can-Equip KFRM Wheat Harvest Tour for 2024. Visiting with Mike Schulte, the Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. And Mike, things are rolling again in Oklahoma, as I understand.
Yes. So we are making progress after yesterday and today. It's really probably been a time where we've had good progress in the central part of the state. It's been a little bit of a challenge because, you know, we were 10 days earlier to harvest than what we generally are when we started in southwest Oklahoma. But it's really been hard in those areas as harvest has progressed, because it seems like they might get a day or a day and a half in, and then we'd have light showers enough to keep them out of the field for the next day, a day and a half. And then last week we really had some heavy rains in portions of southern Oklahoma that kind of delayed harvest for 4 or 5 days. And so in those areas, they are moving as of today in a lot of those regions. And so we really are going from the Oklahoma-Texas border up into the Oklahoma-Kansas border in a lot of those locations. Again, last night we had rain showers in different parts of the state that have delayed harvest in some of those regions in the western part and in northern parts of Oklahoma. But things today moving a lot better than they have the last couple weeks.
Let's talk a little bit more about Oklahoma and northern Oklahoma, I should say. How are things going there? Is it pretty slow right now?
They just really are. Yesterday was really the first day in portions where they had just gotten into the fields. And so we're hearing of a lot of sampling going on in those regions where test weights do seem to be extremely favorable at this point in time. A lot of 60-plus test weight wheat. Early indications on yields are anywhere from mid-40s to mid-60s, depending on planting dates and varieties and whether it was double-cropped. And I suspect probably on the management-intensive production that we're going to see some higher yields in areas that may be over 60. That's really been the same case in southern Oklahoma and in central Oklahoma, too, where we actually had adequate rainfall through the growing season, even at those peak times when the crop needs it in the March and April months. And so in northwest Oklahoma, you know, we really were in just severe drought conditions really from the time the crop was planted up until the beginning of May. And so that's going to have some impact, I think, in the northwestern regions as you get further northwest of Enid. Certainly in Alfalfa County up by Cherokee and Burlington, where they're really used to bumper crops because it's a good production area, the yields are going to be much lower in those areas on out into the western part and panhandle regions of the state.
What's my understanding, there was also some hail damage in some of the areas.
Yes, so we've had hail damage in parts of southwest Oklahoma. Really, up to a month ago, there were some hail cores that just moved through in those regions, and it just kind of depended on where you were on how that impacted, but it did have a large impact. Sometimes, you know, they would go maybe a mile wide and be 15 miles long. The same thing had happened in parts of northern Oklahoma, of north central Oklahoma, up by Newkirk and Ponca City. And then, of course, we've been hearing of some significant hail damage out in the panhandle region north of Guymon this past week.
Has there been any problem with disease setting in yet?
We did have disease issues with stripe rust early on. We had some new strains this coming year. And so producers really had to make management decisions whether they were going to fungicide or not. Based on how things started looking towards the end, I think a lot of those producers decided to go ahead and put those foliar fungicide applications on. And in many instances, I think it really paid off. There are two crops out there in that instance where maybe a producer didn't put the fungicide on, where the yields have not been as high. But where they did do that this year, it really helped, I think, and really got us kind of out of a bind with that. And I've heard a lot of producers who have done that application are so glad that they did.
Overall, does the wheat look pretty good across the state?
So, as far as where we are, I think there was a lot of thought that probably we were not going to have a real great crop. We might be kind of in the five-year average for the region of Oklahoma, which would be around 100 million bushels. USDA, prior to harvest in May, came out with an estimate of 96 million bushels was going to be their estimate. Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association came out at 89 million bushels a week prior to that, early in May. And I have to say, the crop really did stress in a lot of areas. But I do think that the work that we're doing with drought-tolerant traits through our public research programs, as well as with our seed companies that have availability, that we did get rain later than what we had thought we had wanted. I think the yields might have been higher if we would have had it earlier. But the crop still responded, even though it came late. And so things ended up looking much better than what we had anticipated right at the beginning of May. So I think we are going to be higher than the five-year average for the state of Oklahoma. You know, I don't think it's going to be a bumper crop of like what we had seen, you know, maybe 10 to 20 years ago before we were in the long-term drought. But I do think that we are going to have a decent crop for us in Oklahoma in this marketing season of 2024.
Well, thank you, Mike. I've been visiting with Mike Schulte, the executive director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. This is Jim Winger for KFRM.